We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We had a Dear Ike question about where he had a 10-year-old he wanted to take to the game this weekend, wanted to take to the Eagles and Cowboys game. And your advice was
no.
Don't take him to the game. Don't take him to a night game against the Cowboys.
Not a night game against the Cowboys, no.
Do a 1 o'clock game against Houston.
Against the Colts.
Yeah. Yes. Somebody, yes. Yeah. September game where people aren't too crazy yet. That was your advice, and I agreed with that advice. And then we threw it out there to the people at 888-729-9494 and said, what does the handbook say about the age, or if you're sitting in the upper level, or baseball games, or hockey games, or basketball games? And the whole world exploded. We took phone calls. Then we started talking about crazy stories. Because the reason why you wouldn't want to take a 10-year-old in the upper level at a Cowboy game is the stories that then we received, Ben, for the next hour or so. Because let's face it, if you're a Philadelphia sports fan and you've been to Eagles games, you've seen some crazy things. And Ben's been retweeting stories and doing some other things as well. So, Ben, can you give us a couple and then we'll go to the phones on all these things right here?
So, there are so many of these. I could go on forever, but I'll give you a few of the best. Shane Riley, first Eagles game I went to was against the Giants when I was 10. And as we were leaving, a fight broke out, and a Giants fan got knocked out. And everyone just stepped over him and continued like nothing had happened. It was just so commonplace, and nobody really seemed to care.
It really was.
You probably wouldn't want your 10-year-old seeing that. Mike Giannone says, I saw a guy and a girl sneak behind the black curtains at the Spectrum during a Phantoms game, and they didn't come out for a while.
I could believe that.
At a Phantoms game?
Vince Quinn says he saw a guy in his 30s fight a guy in his 60s.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on, man.
And they're both Eagles fans. Tony Salpizio, in the 90s at the Vet, Jerry Jones was waving to the crowd from an open super box, and anything that could be thrown went flying in that
window. Yeah.
Hot dogs, sodas, full beers.
Oh, yeah.
Thrown to the 700 level. All of these are so good, but my favorite one, the one that I couldn't believe, was from Mark Mansfield. I watched a guy retrofit a wheelchair with a half keg underneath it, covered himself with a blanket. They wheeled him up to the 700 level. He got out of the chair, tapped the keg, and put it on the seat next to him in the 700 level.
Hold on.
Come on.
I don't know if I believe
see,
that.
See, it's always that one
that's
story.
That's a Ben story.
Yeah, that's a Ben story.
No, this guy had it right here. It's
well, we know it's not you. We mean it's your type of story.
Let me put it this way. That stuff never, ever, ever would happen now with security. But back in the 90s at the Vet, back in the wild, wild west.
Metal detectors, right?
Oh, yeah, that you could get easily see it happening.
No, you could. I mean, every week sitting where our seats were, and I was with a guy, we had a whole row. With a bunch of friends, and every week you would see the same guys come in and sit down and rip the duct tape belt off of their chest that had beer and liquor taped to them, right? That was it was every week. So it's like they weren't hiding doing that. It was just they had to play the game to get it through. Mm-hmm. And there's no security with a metal detectors or anything like that. Now things changed with 9/11 a little bit.
Yeah.
That's for sure, but man, the Vet was definitely the old days. But in today's society, today's sports forum, whether it's Eagles or Phillies, what should be the age? What's a safe age to take your kids? And we'll just use with this Sunday night, an Eagles-Cowboys game. Is 13 too young? Is 15 the right age? 888-729-9494. Steve in Telford. Hi, Stevie.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yo.
What up, Steve?
Yeah, I have a fun story I was excited to tell you about. A number of years ago, when the Eagles were playing the Cowboys, it was when Sanchez was the quarterback, and we were sitting in the very back level, and on our way down to the game, my son says to me, "Dad, let's play a game within the game." And I said, "All right, what do you want to do?" He says, "You pick your favorite four-letter word, and I'll pick my favorite four-letter word, and whichever word we hear the most wins at the end of the game." So I said to him, I said, "I'll pick the F-bomb because I don't want you listening to it." And then he says, "Okay, I'll pick S-H-I-T.
Well, so you haven't cursed games at the...
Yeah. Sorry, I wasn't sure if you were still there or not.
We're here with our hand on the dump button. Yeah, that's what we're here waiting on. We see where this story is going.
So I said, all right, fine. So we hadn't even gotten into the stadium yet, and he was beating me 7-3, hearing all these words. Now, he was at the time 15. So we get into the game, and, you know, that was a wild game. It was a very much back-and-forth game. But at the end of the day, when the game finally ended, he ended up beating me 19-11. So, but we had more fun just listening to some of the four-letter words that are being flown that we almost at times weren't even paying attention to the game. So
yeah, that was easy to do back in those days, Steve. It really was. Thank you. But so we have people calling in that snuck kegs into the vet or that were a part of this.
We got a couple people that saw it and one person here who says he actually did it.
Who, Brent?
Yeah.
Now hold on. When did this supposedly happen?
Brent, when did you sneak a keg into the vet?
This is going back a few years. Oh my God, I'm 67 now, and it had to be when I was about in my early 20s.
Oh damn! They had kegs back then.
We had a guy sit in a wheelchair. It was surrounded with AstroTurf, and he sat in there, and we brought it up. We had a
hold up, Brent. You say you had a wheelchair surrounded with AstroTurf?
Yeah, and the guy sat in the wheelchair, and we used to bring it up to 724.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, what does the AstroTurf do?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, it was just to hide the keg a little bit.
Oh.
we had a coil tap that was in a box, and it had a long line on it, and we had about 15 seats up there. We used to sit in the seats and pour our beers out of that keg and tap.
How about that?
And I'm sure security saw it, but didn't do anything about it, right?
Well, they did. They knew that we did it, and we had it in there after a while. And it was the one Monday night game that they, when they had stopped the drink in there, is when they stopped us from going in.
Got you. So how long were you doing this before they stopped it?
Oh, my God. It was a while.
Years?
Not years. It was probably a good year almost that we did it. It was right when they started checking the booze coming into the stadium, and they stopped a lot of that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so you snuck a keg into Veterans Stadium in the 700 level.
Yes.
Or Rich. Well, thanks, Brett.
Well, obviously it was a thing back then.
Rich was one of the guards, Rich and Delco. Rich.
Yo.
What's up, Rich?
You were one of the unfortunate guys that had to wear the yellow jackets?
My roving team walked by the guy, and he was sitting in the wheelchair. And when we walked back, he was standing up out of the wheelchair, pumping a beer out. I was super tired of the group, and I went up and told him if that wasn't the water from Lourdes, he was getting thrown out. So we threw him out.
Wow, so is this a – now, I'm wondering, so you were a security guard down there.
Sure.
Now, is this the only time you've ever seen this happen, or have people tried this?
I mean, I could tell you 1,000 different ways people tried, to bring beer. They would, you know, there was the stuff you could buy from the store, like the barnoculars that were, you know, they weren't.
You twist off the eyepiece, and it's a flask.
Right, okay. Yeah.
And then people would wrap beer cans in hoagie rolls and hollow out TVs and put beers in them. Best one I ever saw was a guy brought a Pringles can in, and he had a machine that could seal both ends, so it looked like it was a can. The only thing was it was sweating. And but yeah, we caught a lot of stuff, and it was a game every Sunday that we played.
Right.
It
was like a shell game, right? What? Yeah, they try to sneak stuff in. You got to figure out how to catch them.
Catch cat right. and mouse.
Yeah,
Rich, what years were you? Did you work there?
87 to 96.
Oh wow!
Oh yeah, some good years.
So,
down there.
So what was the craziest time for you? And you have that yellow jacket on, and you're just trying to survive, man. I had tickets up there in the 700 level, and you were trying to survive, man.
I was pretty fortunate. I started a yellow jacket, then I got into a blue jacket because I was supervisor. But the hardest game was when they did not take the snow out of the stadium for the Dallas Cowboys. That was the That was the hardest game that we ever. I think we must have threw 1,000 people out that day.
Is that the game where Jimmy Johnson was getting the snowball thrown at him? Okay.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when we walked up into the stands and we saw they didn't take any of the snow out, we knew it was going to be a long day. So.
And Terry Bradshaw was doing the game on TV with Vern Lundquist, and they were getting pelted with the snowballs.
Okay. Oh,
yeah, there was late in the game, there was a guy that got down into the end zone, and he was standing there challenging people to throw snow at him. And he must have got hit with 500 snowballs. His chest was bleeding. We didn't go near him until the snowball stopped.
Oh, that's awesome, Rich.
Yeah.
All right, Rich, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
There you go. It's confirmed.
Yeah, so I guess,
so it was fake being in a wheelchair to sneak keg up into the...
I guess it must have been like a shell game, right? People trying to sneak stuff into the vet. Now we know why the Eagles didn't want people bringing food into the link. The Hoagie Gate thing?
Hoagie Gate, well, that was part of it, maybe.
Well, I mean, listen...
The other part was they wanted them to spend...
Well, you're putting beer cans in hoagies.
Yeah. My grandmother, God rest her soul...
Yeah.
She used to wrap, because she was cheap as hell.
Mm-hmm.
She used to wrap the sodas in a like a hoagie.
Right, like a regular soda.
In aluminum foil.
Beer, just soda.
She would put cans of soda
in
aluminum foil and wrap it up like a hoagie. And we'd go to the games and you have a couple of them and you have a couple of real sandwiches or whatever.
Right.
She wasn't paying however many dollars it was back then. She wasn't paying that. That's for sure.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of people feel that way. I mean, it's like going to a movie theater. You know, with my wife. It's like
you go to Wawa and grab a Snickers first?
It's like, why are you taking a beach bag into the movie theater? Because she has bottles of water. She has her own candy she has to bring in.
Smart.
Yeah, until they notice that you got a damn beach bag with you. Right? No, smart when I'm not with you. Not smart when, hey, Ike, love the show. No, not smart then. Not smart then. I listen to the show all the time.
Yeah, that's getting a little greedy.
You know, you can't tell your wife she can't bring that stuff in here, man.
Oh, is that what they do? They bring you over to the side?
Yeah. She can't bring that stuff in here.
This one time I'm going to let it go, all right? But please, next time, don't put me in this situation.
The water bottles. Yeah. Yeah. Well, had a six-pack of water to go in the movie theater for a two-hour movie.
Well, that's getting greedy, but I've done this before. I admit this. In the winter, you wear the heavier jacket. I'll put a can of soda in the jacket.
Oh, yeah.
I'll maybe, get a stop at Wawa and get a 20-ounce in a candy bar or something. Some Juju Bees.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I understand why people do it. You know, the prices that they charge you. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but the thing that makes me most mad of anything at the movie theater is they'll make you pay $5 for a soda.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference between the small, which is 20, and the large, which is 80, is 20 cents. Right? So it's like, all right, I spend $5 on a 20-ounce, but then for 20 cents more, I spend 8, and then you drink none of the soda.
Yeah.
You get this big, full, warm soda.
Give me a 2-liter bottle of soda here. I got to drink before I get out of here. And I'm spending half the time going back and forth to the bathroom.
Well, Shabazz, the Cowboy fan from Mount Airy, is calling us again today. Now, he's been to Eagles Cowboys games, as a Cowboy fan, but he's also a mild-mannered Cowboy fan, so we'll see what he has to say. Shabazz, what's up, brother?
What's up, Marcy? How you doing, my man? Good afternoon.
Excellent. How are you?
Shabazz, what's up, bro?
I'm quick. I'm good. I won't hold you guys long, and I'm not telling you a story to engender any sympathy. I'm a Cowboy fan. We get some sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
First game, December 89. I went, couldn't get anybody to go with me. I went on my own. Eagles won. I want to say it was 20-10. Was never really close. Midway through the third quarter, a group of guys and some girls are in front of me. They had been kind of razzing me and giving it to me all along. I was by myself, so I was, keeping it cool. And just all of a sudden, you could see them kind of egging the girl on. And, God, she was hot. And, man, she splashed me. She splashed me, man, right in my face, all over my clothes.
Oh,
yeah, it was half. It was, half beer, half man-made Mountain Dew.
Whoa!
Oh,
no.
Wow! Yeah, wow! Yeah. That ain't right.
You know, as soon as it hits you, you know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, right. Yeah, you and, smelt that as soon as it. Yeah, as soon as it hits you.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, a couple of things I had to tell myself. A, and I was 19, right? I'm 19, and I didn't start drinking until 24, so I didn't have any kind of buzz or anything. So I was able to be a little bit self-contained. But I was so angry, man. I started crying, and I got up. And I walked away, and as I'm walking away, and they're, you know, hitting me with all kinds of insults. I'm humiliated, man. You know, I smell like, you know what, I'm sticky. And I'm walking out, and I'm just completely and totally just humiliated. And it was one of those moments where I just said to myself, that's reflective of people who were in this environment at this moment. But it's not reflective of an entire race of people. And I'll tell you something, man. I saw one of the guys about 2 years ago at the Giant in Plymouth meeting where I worked. And I remembered him because there's an old saying, like, when you do stuff to people, you don't always remember everybody, but you never forget somebody who does something like that to you.
Right.
And I walked up to my man, and he just kind of like, you know, it was this black guy just like walking up to me. And I was like, I know you don't remember me, but I remember you, December 1989, and I, you know, made the splash in motion, and I was like, all over me, you guys made her do it. And his eyes just got real wide, and he's like, oh my God. And I knew right then and there he remembered me, and he was with his wife and
right, know, two, probably embarrassed two, by it now. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, 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 for
he
sure
was with his wife and two cute little girls, and he was like, oh my God, my man, I'm so sorry. And you know, as I'm recounting it, I was a little, you know, bit bothered by it. And
sure.
I said, hey, you know, I was 19. I don't know how old you were, but I wouldn't want to be judged on the kind of person I was when I was 19. So I stuck my hand out and I shook his hand and I started walking away. He's like, you know what, brother? I'm so sorry. He's like, man, if I ever see you again, can I buy you a beer? And I turned around and I smiled and I said, nah, I might throw it on you. And I walked away.
That's a good story there, Shabazz.
All right, Shabazz.
Have a good day, y'all.
Later, you too, man. Brother.
Charles in Sicklerville, New Jersey, is calling himself a mule. You know what I mean when we say this?
Oh, yeah.
He was used as a child to sneak alcohol into the vet, Charles. Is that true?
Yes, this is true.
How old were you?
I was 8 years old the first time.
Where did you put it?
Well, it was always the winter games that I would have, like, the biggest winter jacket as a little kid. I kind of looked like the Christmas Story, the younger brother.
Right.
Really put his arms down.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they would just cut a hole on the inseam of my jacket and just line the whole the whole waist of my jacket with beers to where I would basically just waddle into the stadium. And then they would, you know, pull them out as they needed them.
And you were eight?
That was my first, I guess, remembrance of going to the games. But other than that, I remember when I was like 14, I was at the game when, you know, Michael Irvin went down. And that was like the most memorable experience I have of the Cowboys, definitely, for sure. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I would say my niece, we took her to the Dallas game, I guess, two seasons ago at the end of the year where it didn't really matter. So it was a little bit nicer.
Right,
she was only nine. It wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely say that nowadays is a lot easier to bring kids. Security is more on point.
Yeah, it is.
When I was younger at the vet, it was a totally different thing. Like I took over when my grandfather got too old to start going, so I started going. We've been season ticket holders since the 70s, and it's a totally different thing nowadays. It's more of family friendly.
And by the way, Charles, it's better. It is. It should be. I was at and great story, man. Thank you. I was at a Ravens game, and Eagles Ravens game, and there was a father son was probably your son's age, you know, high school teenager,
right?
And they were minding their business, sitting in our row, wearing their Ravens stuff. And when the Ravens scored a touchdown, they cheered. They weren't over the top or anything like that. Uh-huh. You idiot, drunk, younger Eagles fans that are just doing it in fun and good natured, cursing and yelling and throwing stuff at them. They were thrown out within a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.